Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Steven, and we'll take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Don't forget all our interviews that we've had this evening, and we have a lot of them, including Willie Taggart just now, and are up on our WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page, and you will see. It'll say On Demand, and you'll see us right up the top under Podcasts. And you could go and... weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of interviews, college coaches, high school coaches, players and all, and we have it all up there for you. As we said, spring not far away, a couple of weeks away. High school teams across South Florida getting ready, and one of them that has a very promising outlook are the Killian Cougars. And head coach Derek Gibson is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and appreciate it, and hope all is healthy with you guys and all is well this time of year.
Hey, thanks for having me, Blue.
Obviously, this is a new year coming up. Different teams in your region now, and but obviously you can't be consumed with others. You got to be consumed with yourself, and you guys have put together some pretty good kids, and they're working hard. I see them at a lot of events. Talk about coming back to the alma mater and spending a couple of years there again. And what's it like this time around?
Well, Blue, I'm going into year three. This year, I got a lot more young kids. I lost a great bunch of kids I had last year. It's going to be hard to replace those guys. But, you know, I got a lot of hungry guys working hard in the weight room and on the field trying to get better each and every day.
I know one thing, when you take a look, Coach, at a lot of these kids, they really put a lot of work into this sport. I mean, they go year-round. They do seven-on-sevens. They go to camps. They go to combines. They go to pickup games. I think we did a lot of that, but it wasn't as organized. Talk about that and how that has given these kids of today a huge edge because they never really stop.
I mean, well, like you just said, Blue, 707, that goes all the way up into the summer almost. So these kids, they work year-round. You have basically high school teams creating their own 707 just because they know their kids trying to play it. So, and kids working out, 7 days a week these days. So it's getting crazy these days. But one thing about it, though, it gives a lot of guys exposure, and a lot of internet, social media clips and stuff. So they just keep doing their thing. Only thing, we just got to coach them back up when we get them back, to be honest with you, though, Blue.
Yeah, no doubt. But here's the thing, too. When you were playing, you didn't have this many exposure opportunities.
I didn't have none of that.
Obviously, you rose above everybody, but there were guys who were marginal players that you have now that you're trying to get looks for, and it's a lot easier for you to send them to a camp or a combine or somewhere else where they could get noticed, where you didn't have that back in the day. Talk about that, because I don't think the kids appreciate what they have now.
I mean, Blue, you look at what colleges are doing now, even when, they had the satellite camps where you get 10 or 12 schools at one camp and the kid could get looked at by that many schools at one time. Back when I was coming out, that was unheard of. I probably went to one camp as a high schooler, Blue. So nowadays you have satellite camps. You have kids could travel. I mean, we take kids on tours about, 7, 8 days and they visit all these colleges. So now it's more exposure for these kids coming up. And, I mean, a lot of kids take advantage of it, so we've got to keep pushing that.
Yeah, no doubt. Derek Gibson, the head coach at Miami Killian, joining us. And, you know, you take a look at high school football today as it was maybe 15, 20, 25 years ago. Like, there's more opportunities. There's more money spent on recruiting by colleges. I remember when you were coming out, obviously, I mean, you were in a group, but, you know, there wasn't the West Coast, and there wasn't like it is now. I mean, it thinks nothing of these 7-on-7s to go to Dallas or L.A. or right. Vegas. And here's coaches who are come from Oregon and Washington. All they have to do is come out there, and they're seeing kids from South Miami, Florida. What a great opportunity. Talk about that, because I think that exposure nationally was unheard of 15, 20 years ago.
I mean, I just had a bunch of kids. They just came back from Dallas, and they performed well. And, you know, I got coaches from Texas calling me now, like, hey, what about this young linebacker you have here? So, I mean, end of the day, I mean, the more opportunity these kids get to get in front of these college coaches, the better it is these days. Because, like I tell my kids, you're not just competing against kids in Dade County. You're competing against kids across the country. So, sure. As long as we keep getting exposure, I make sure they keep trying to get it.
Right. You take a look, too, Coach. You know, I mean, like here, Florida State had their spring game over the weekend, and obviously a lot of kids from South Florida went up. What an advantage, because in the past, I think that, you know, they would have a spring game like Alabama would have the same day, but Florida State was a standalone spring game. Talk about that advantage. I know it's 7-hour drive, but still, the kids, and there were a lot, they're maybe 150, 200 kids from South Florida that went. Talk about the advantage for Coach Norville and Florida State by getting that much attention.
Hey, Blue, trust me, I took about 12 kids of my own up there. So, you mean it was a whole bunch of kids up there, a great atmosphere. The only thing was bad about it was the dead period for the coaches. So, but the kids got a chance to see the campus, watch the game, and interact with the current Seminole, so that was a great experience for most of the kids. So, I mean, I think they had the ups, but, you know, the sad part, they just couldn't talk to them, but, you know, the players did. So, yeah, one thing about recruiting, if the players like it, guess what? The incoming freshmen, they should like it too, so.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That could, you know, it's maybe overrated that you get to meet the coaches, because how are they ever going to remember you? There's 1,000 kids coming at them at once to shake their hands. So that was more beneficial that they got to see the campus. I know I saw pictures that Snoop was up there, and a lot of the guys, yourself and a lot of the former FSU guys made it a point to go up there this year, kind of to rally the program around and stuff. I think that's neat. A great opportunity for these kids. Great town, great campus, great stadium. Get a chance to take pictures all around the area. And the kids that you brought up, kind of, I'm sure they enjoyed their time.
Trust me. I mean, all the kids I brought. And one thing about Tallahassee, it's a great college town. And, I mean, you don't just have Florida State there. You also have FAMU, man. What FAMU is doing over there. I mean, Billy and Coach Simmons, they're doing a wonderful job with just their facilities. Brand new locker room. They doing the stadium. So they're doing great things also over there. I got a chance to, you know, take the kids over there as well. So Tallahassee is coming up. So it's doing a good thing up there right now.
Yeah, Billy's a good man, and they're doing, like you said, they're, I mean, they have a lot of athletes up in that area, and FAM always has had some really good kids, you know, come to it. You know, for one reason or another, they end up there, but they do good, and you know, we were talking about a couple of them last week, and then as FSU, and you look at that program, and I was talking to somebody today, being the way they are, and with the legacies, and with all the families that went there, it's not going to be too long before they're right back in the mix again. I mean, I think Coach Norville is a good coach. He has a good philosophy. He's a proven guy. He's done it before, you know, surrounding himself. I'm glad he kept a couple of former Seminoles on staff. And you know how it is. All it takes is 2 good years, and then all of a sudden you're back in the mix. And obviously it's exciting. So this year your spring starts in 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks. So talk about that, what you're looking to accomplish this spring.
I'm very excited about this upcoming spring. I just want to come out of spring healthy, to be honest with you. I got a lot of, you know, great young pieces I have in place that I'm just ready to evaluate and see how this thing goes. I'm going to play in a big jamboree at the end, probably in Palm Beach. So, I mean, we're ready to get this thing going. So we're trying to, you know, put it together right now as we speak. You know, I'm just trying to create depth as we go into spring. I pretty much know who my guy's going to be. But, you know, I want to create depth and, you know, get ready for the season.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday night. We'll catch up with you real soon.
Okay, I appreciate it, Blue.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.